Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Murphy is now under quarantine after a senior member of his staff tested positive for COVID-19. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon is on this story and on our newsline right now. Kevin, what was the governor's reaction?
Well, and the governor was at a press conference listening to a group of speakers when he took to the stage, put his mask on, and basically said he's leaving. At that moment, he talked about being in close proximity to someone who tested positive over the weekend. We've since learned it was a senior staff member. The governor did say he had no symptoms. He had gotten a test for unrelated reasons on Monday. That test came back negative, but says he wants to play it safe.
So is there a sense of what happens next?
Well, this afternoon, we heard from the governor's communications director. He says immediately after the event, after learning of that positive test from the staff member, the governor and his wife, Tammy, got tested. Those came back negative. From here, they will be in isolation until the end of the weekend. We're told they won't be going back to any in-person events until after that, and until after they get back another negative test after that point.
And is there anything to be said about how the governor has handled this so far?
Well, and to consider, Governor Murphy was one of the first elected leaders we saw in the area actively wearing a face mask to press conferences and other events, other updates at the height of the pandemic. He's relied heavily on his experts. He's constantly said he's listening to the science. So this is a chance for him to lead by example. His team says they're doing contact tracing. They're going to be quarantining both Governor Murphy and the First Lady. And before leaving, the governor also made mention of saying, look, I can't ask someone like President Trump not to come to Bedminster for a fundraiser after coming into contact with people who tested positive and still be at this event. So that's part of the reason he left mid-press conference after learning of that positive result from a staff member.
That's WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon with the latest from Governor Murphy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.